You're listening to a podcast from cliftondiocese.com, the Catholic Church in the West of England, winner of 14 media awards in the past 4 years.
As we step back into the ordinary time of our year, and our world seems to go back to a sense of ordinariness after the Christmas season and its festivities and the new year, whilst we're in the National Gallery, we stopped in front of a series of paintings by Joachim Buchelaer, a 16th century, late 16th century painter, who paints the four elements: earth, air, fire, and water. And I'm here with James Hanvey, and we're just going to look at them, because whilst they seem very ordinary paintings about the ordinary stuff of life, they do have a religious, a gospel teaching that can offer us a way into understanding the mysteries of our faith in a deeper way.
What I love about these pictures, Christopher, is the sheer sense of the physicalness of it. Now, we're standing in front of the four elements, the first element of earth, and what you really are seeing is you're seeing a huge mound of root vegetables and vegetables on one side, and then fruits and grapes and peaches and plums and all the rest on the other side. And in the background, of course, are some of the men and women who are busy sort of finding these things, preparing them and all the rest. Tremendous vitality, tremendous richness. You can almost smell the earth in this painting. And then, of course, gradually, I mean, you notice that very delicately in the background, amidst all of this, is this little group going over the bridge. And, of course, this is the Holy Family on their flight into Egypt. And what I think Buchelaer is trying to suggest in all of his paintings is, in the midst of our ordinary life, in the rhythms of the seasons, in the way in which nature itself determines time and measures time, of course, the reality of Christ, the reality of the gospel, is present in it all. It's not something alien to us. It's not something outside of time. It's very much part of it.
I think what we're being invited to do, James, is to enter into the picture. There's the woman with that central cabbage, which almost looks a photograph rather than a painting. It looks so real. And I think what we're focusing on, whilst we see that little glimpse of the gospel and the Holy Family on their way to Egypt, is to identify our own lives and to enter into that story and to make it a reality in our own lives, because we ourselves face the reality of hardship at times. We find ourselves uprooted and uncomfortable. We find ourselves sort of overwhelmed at times by the things that threaten us in our world. And yet I think what that little cameo of the gospel sort of reminds me of is that even amidst the ordinariness, there is Christ. You know, they may be sort of walking on his own little journey, but his journey is an invitation so that it might become mine also.
I think the thing that sort of strikes me too is just the sheer abundance that we have before us. I mean, one's almost overwhelmed by the produce. And I think that's not just a celebration of the natural creativity of the earth and all the rest of it. It's maybe also saying to us, you know, that even on all of these journeys that we have to make, that God does provide for us, that there is plenty. If we use the earth well, then in fact it is our home and it keeps us.
Let Us Pod from cliftondiocese.com, reflecting the life of the Catholic Church in the West of England. Winner of 14 media awards in the past 4 years. cliftondiocese.com, updated every day with your stories and your views. Make sure you're part of it. Email letuspod@cliftondiocese.com.